Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And we're down to the final two shows of the 2017 season. This week, we'll be joined by B-Mod driver Taylor Osrud. We'll also hear from Jeff Dale from Dale Enterprises, my friend Denny Garbers from the Kossuth County Agricultural and Motorsports Museum about two upcoming events, November 18th and November 19th. And we'll also hear from our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings right after a few words from our sponsors.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today. At 507-235-9506.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
People not from around here are often surprised by Casey's General Store's pizza awesomeness. They say they didn't know you could get the best tasting, freshest baked pizza in the world from a gas station. Please. We're the best-tasting, freshest baked pizza restaurant in the world that happens to sell gas, too. This month, get a free order of breadsticks with a purchase of any large pizza. Casey's, famous for pizza, and a whole lot more. Not valid with any other offer.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision. Collision at 332-2434.
Hey America, when you barbecue, Cookies is the one. Lots of flavor, lots of goodness, thick and rich, lots of fun. Hey America, when you barbecue, try Cookies barbecue sauce for a treat. Cookies barbecue sauce is the barbecue sauce to eat.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. That's a bag you just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by driver of the 3A Modified, Taylor Osrud. And Taylor, you grew up playing basketball, as did I. How did the love for basketball transition over into racing?
Well, I don't know. I played basketball. And I always played hard. I got defensive player of the year, and I guess, I don't know. I raced go-karts when I was younger too, and we bumped up into a modified. So I always liked to work hard, and I guess that just transitioned into racing, and here we are.
One benefit. Racing is a lot harder on the wallet, but much easier on the knees, because I can feel my basketball knees every single morning I wake up.
Oh, yeah. Yep. a lot easier on the body, at least. Well, I don't know, after a 30 lap race or so, I get a car a little winded still.
You know, and people do not realize that. Shane Carson brought that up, the amount of upper body strength that took the first time he went to Eldora. He was a young man, and it literally wears you out. When you get in these bigger races, you're working that wheel, you're going through heavy traffic, you better be in shape, or your head's going to start dropping off, and your shoulders are going to wear out.
Yeah, a big thing for me, too, was breathing, just my concentration on breathing. Because I always wanted to breathe with my mouth, and then it would fog up my windshield. So I had to learn to breathe through my nose, and it was kind of difficult right away, but I got it down.
You're so busy in the car, you forget to breathe.
Sometimes.
How did you meet Brianna? Because she seems like a huge supporter of your racing career.
Well, I actually went to school with her. She was a year younger than me, and I have a younger sister too that was in her grade, and I kind of met her through my sister, and she is definitely a huge support. She kind of tells me the season drags on, but she's there every race supporting, and she knows I love it, so she puts up with it, but she loves it too.
And it seems like you've gained friends through racing too that you're now hanging out with.
Oh yeah, yep. I love the pit crowd and everybody down there. A lot of nice people you meet through racing.
Why did you choose the B-Mod class?
That's a good question. Well, I was, like I said before, I was racing go-karts, and I sold a go-kart to a co-worker. His name's Josh Bartel. He wanted his kid to race, and he was racing a super stock at the time, and we kind of debated about going a super stock or a B mod, because the B mods were kind of the popular thing at the time, and we went with the B mods. But super stocks, I like them. They're pretty good racing still, and they're clean. They don't wreck anything. So it was a tough decision, but we picked the B mods.
One topic that has come up from drivers who started out in karts is learning how to carry your momentum, and that really transitions over to B-Mod racing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely does.
Being from Hayfield, Minnesota, you have three tracks that are very close to home: Mississippi Thunder Speedway, Chateau Raceway, and Deer Creek Speedway. Where did you get your start?
Lansing. Chateau was the primary track right away. When I very first started, Kasson was still running, so we raced, I think it was three races at Dodge County just for practice and whatnot before they ended up closing for the year, and then we finished the year out at Lansing.
We also saw you at the Dodge County Fair in Kasson, Minnesota. What a great night for the fans to get out to that track, and it had to be fun as a driver for you to be there again.
Yep. Yeah, I did. We actually ended up, the radiator got a hole in it, though, and so we had to pull off halfway through. But I love the track. I love Cass, and I wish they'd bring it back.
It was great to see all the fans there. And
yeah.
Just to be back in that grandstand brings back so many memories for me.
Yeah, I do. I love that track.
What do you do for a day job, and are you able to get away for racing?
I work at the Geis Tile and Granite. I do tile flooring and showers, and we work 7 to 3:30, it's construction, so sometimes we'll do 4:10s, or it depends on the day. It's middle of summer, most of the time I'll work 4:10s and then take Friday off, which is nice because then you could load the car up.
Do you work all the way through winter, or do you get some time off to do some ice fishing or work on a race car?
No, we work all the way through winter, too. It's a busy time in Rochester for construction.
Oh, yeah, it seems like they're building something everywhere.
Oh, yeah, we got so much work, we don't know what to do. It's crazy.
Success at Chateau Raceway on Friday night. You picked up your first feature win there in July of 2016. What has that track meant to your racing career?
Well, I really like Chateau too. It's a fun track. Since it's not as banked as much, you got to learn how to drive it a little bit more and set the car up for not as banked. And it's a really fun track. You usually get good, hard, clean racing there, and I like the track a lot.
We have also seen you at Mississippi Thunder Speedway on Friday nights. The night we were there for the Hornet Swarm night, you were up and flying around the rim in the B feature race. It was really cool to watch you. What was that whole experience like for you?
Mississippi Thunder is one of my favorite tracks. They banked it all the way up to the wall because before that they had kind of a little burn before you hit the wall. Well, this year they ran the banking all the way up to the wall, so you can get right up on the cushion, and it's fast. It's a lot of fun up there. Me and another driver down there this year, Eric Cannes, I got out front and I was leading in the feature, and about lap 12 or so, he caught up, and we had a 4 or 5 lap battle where we were slide driving each other each corner. That was one of my favorite races. It was a blast.
Back when we had Casey Knutson on the show, he said it takes a little while to get wound up, but he said once you get wound up after a couple laps up on top, it is really fun.
It is. It's a blast, and that's what I was talking about. It's a workout. I was up on top, and I'm just sweating away, but it's a blast up top.
A night at the track isn't always fun and games. I see one picture you had, Brianna's working on her homework, trying to get things done for school. Are both of you finished with school now, or are you still having to juggle work, homework, and racing?
Well, she's juggling work and homework and racing, but I'm all done with school. It's tough on her. It's a busy schedule for sure.
When that all changes now in the fall, what do you do with your spare time? What are things that you like to do?
Well, right now I just bought a house, so we're trying to fix up the house right now. I'm tiling my shower and hanging a heater in my garage. But I still play basketball with some friends, and in the winter like to go ice fishing.
Deer Creek Speedway on Saturday night. What was your first trip to Deer Creek Speedway like, and what have you learned about that racetrack?
Well, I remember everyone always told me, coming up turn two, driving down on the track, it's kind of like driving into a big cereal bowl. And I didn't believe them, but it is. It's so banked, and we were kind of, I don't think we went there until my second year of racing, just because it's so fast and a lot of good competition there. But I've definitely learned to, we always struggled in the heat race, so I've learned to set the car up loose for the heat race and then try to tighten it up for the feature, because we'd always struggle in the heat race. We'd be so tight, and then you got to run a B main and start in the back of the feature.
Your mom is also a huge supporter of your racing career.
Yeah, yep. She comes to just about every race.
Taylor, you also run a few Sunday shows. What tracks did you try out this season?
We went to Mason City, I think, 2 or 3 times, and that track is a blast also. The first time down there, I went into turn one in hot laps, and I couldn't believe how fast I was going, because that was the first time I'd been on a half mile, and it's so banked there. It's incredible. It's very fun down there.
It is really fun watching the drivers go around that track and how much speed they're carrying, but it has to be intimidating heading down the backstretch into turn number 3 with those big cement blocks piled up there.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've seen, I think it was this year, a car flipped and he got stuck up on the catch fence there. Took him about half an hour to get him down, and that was a pretty scary deal. When I went out there, I made sure not to hit the rut.
Taylor, you've had some really cool paint schemes on your car. But I think this year's yellow paint scheme is really cool. It really stands out.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were going for. Last year we were black, and we kind of joked about doing yellow, and I was like, let's do it. Then we can make yellow T-shirts, and then you could see everyone sitting up in the stands with a T-shirt on, and I figured it would stand out, and I think it did.
The T-shirts and the graphics, those are really cool this year, and also the hero cards. And you really do a great job with the kids that come down and visit your pit area, because they're the future of our racing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's nice to see the drivers really take time with those kids, because when they leave and they go home with that new T-shirt or that new hero card, you know they're going to be asking Mom and Dad to come back.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's good to get young kids at the track, even just watching. Soon they'll be bugging to be in a slingshot or whatever, and they're the future of the sport.
Mother Nature hasn't been real kind the past couple weeks. They had to cancel the October 6th and 7th race at Mississippi Thunder and move it to this weekend. Last weekend at Granite City Speedway, that got canceled because of the weather. We're hoping to get out this weekend and see some racing, and it sounds like you might be there too.
Yep, we're shooting for Saturday. Hopefully, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it happens at Mississippi Thunder.
When the racing season is over this year, the amount of work that goes into these cars, if you're going to run the same car next year, drivers completely tear them down and check over everything. In fact, a friend of mine just tore his car down and found out that the frame was cracked from one of the last two races, and the car hadn't worked right the last couple times out, and he figured out what it was from.
A cracked weld or a slight bend in a mounting bracket can make a huge difference on the performance of a race car.
So you're really looking for that kind of stuff before you reassemble a car for next season.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to take the body and the decking off and just kind of go through everything, and you get a fresh start for the next season.
What are your plans for next year? Are you going to reuse the same car, and will you have your sponsors back on board?
Yep, I think all sponsors will be back on board, and we plan on using the same car again.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship, and also who helps you in the shop?
Well, we got Mills Motorsports, Heavy Metal Machining, which I'd like to give a shout out to Tyler Mundy. He's the owner of that, and he came down with cancer a while back, so I'd like to send my prayers out for him. And Edgar Trucking, Dynamic Masonry, Elias Construction, Creative Hardwoods, Richard's Moonshine, and Beyond Kitchens. They're a huge part of the whole racing program. You can't do it without your sponsors, so I'd like to send the thanks out to them. And then my dad, he's always in the shop. He's a huge help. And Steve Mills, he's a big help too. And Noah Timmons, he comes over and helps with the race car. And the whole Stokes family, they're all a part of it, and I'd like to thank them too.
Taylor, the B-Mod group that you run with, man, is there a lot of talent in that group. I'm just amazed every track that I go to, the names that are in the top 10 every night for the feature race, any one of those guys can win, and that is a tough division to run in, but I am hearing great things about you from other drivers, and when you've got the other drivers talking, you know you're doing things right, and I can't wait to see how your season goes in 2018, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated. and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to talk to a member of Dale Enterprises, and I am joined by Jeff Dale and Jeff Dodge County Speedway. The nostalgia and memories that surround these old racetracks is just amazing.
Oh, I love the old racetracks, and I always loved the track. They always had the Thunderbird, I believe the Thunderbird special during the races, and, you know, the fair always packed the stands, and everybody raced a little bit harder and tried a little bit harder, and it was always fun. You know, and I'm especially fond of the old Cannon River Speedway days because that's where I grew up in Morristown, and I think I missed one race my whole life. But, yeah, I love the old racetracks.
Dodge County Speedway. We were doing a live remote for the USMTS race, and it was blistering hot, and I thought, this is not good. And all of a sudden, the black clouds rolled in, and the tornado sirens went off, and that fairgrounds just cleared out, and I was so disappointed. I was ready for some racing there.
Yeah, and I hope everybody, if you can, go out and support Cass, and we'd sure love to see, you know, at least a couple races there a year and keep the racetrack alive. There's a lot of memories on that track.
Driving into your driveway and seeing the array of equipment, Dale Enterprises covers virtually every kind of dirt work anyone would need outside.
Yeah, whether you need a yard of black dirt for some landscaping, you need a tile main put in, septic system, dozer work, conservation work, it's just every aspect of dirt we seem to cover.
Something that Dale Enterprises does that I utilize myself is providing hauling, driveway gravel, coarse ground for field driveways or next to grain bins, sand and black dirt for landscaping, and you even haul stuff in for building projects.
We will haul anything that you want. We'll haul turkey manure, we'll haul black dirt, like I said, crushed limestone, whatever it takes, we'll haul it to you.
Site prep. Now, there is a real science to preparing a site prior to building and bringing the site up to code prior to somebody laying a foundation in there.
Correct. We always try to do everything by the standard of the manufacturer, whether he wants 3 feet of packed class 5 in, packed 120%, or just simple pit run for underneath maybe a garage slab, whatever it takes. We try to do it correct the first time so no problems arise in the future. Reputation is like 75% of our advertising, so we like to get it right the first time.
And see, whatever you just said there, that was all foreign language to me, so it's a good thing you know what you're doing.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
Clearing an existing site, not only can you tear down existing buildings and trees, the materials have to be properly disposed of, like cement, shingles, glass, etc. You take care of all that from start to finish.
Yes, we do. We take it to approved sites where they get rid of it, and it's environmental friendly for everyone.
Not to make light of a stinky situation, but now is the optimum time to have your system checked over and repaired so that your system can completely refill and soak your drain field before the onset of the cold weather.
Yeah, and there's a lot of yards where the septic tank is a long ways from the driveway, and if a truck has to back on the lawn, you know, you want the yard dry. And you do a much better job. You know, the truck runs on vacuum, so if you got 150 feet of hose versus 30 feet of hose, you're going to do a lot better job, and the truck won't have to sit there quite as long, and get the tank cleaned out and everything checked over so you don't have any problems in the middle of winter when it's 20 below.
And I've talked to you on the phone when you've been trying to heat up some ground and chisel down to fix something on a septic system that's broke when it's 20 below, and so now is the time to take care of that, not then.
I think Clayne knows exactly when it's 30 below he calls me, or when it's 105 he calls me. There's never 50 degrees and sunny that he ever gives me a call.
Excavating. Dale Enterprises has the massive equipment like excavators and bulldozers to dig basements, make ponds, and to dig out drainage ditches.
Yeah, we'll clean your drainage ditch for you, put your tile mains in. If you want a pond dug, we'll dig it, haul the dirt away. Like I said, whatever pertains to dirt, we will do.
And finally, on the ag side, you can haul, remove, or dig just about anything around the farm site. Plus, you can make them more profitable with tile. Earlier this season, you could really see the tile lines in the fields. This process really increases your bushels per acre.
Yeah, the greatest invention ever was monitors in the combines, where the GPS, they know exactly where the tile lines are. And when they cross the tile lines, the yield jumped from 170 to 220. Now you got farmers, we used to be every tile every 100 feet, and now we're going in there and putting it every 50 feet. And what the farmers want with these GPSs, they don't want to see a dip between the tile lines, and 50 bushel in between adds up real quick. Same with all these drowned out spots in the field. You know, you don't think they're that big until you combine through them, and you know, you got a half acre drowned out, but then you got another 2 acres around that was wet that, you know, you have nubbins, and the yield is real down. So tiling has real paid big dividends over the last 10, 15 years.
The tile main specialist, Dale Enterprises. Why is the main such an important part of the entire tile system?
The main has to be sized properly to all the lines coming off of it. If the main's too small, you know, your fields are not going to drain correct. You know, the very first thing you start out with is the correct tile main and the size and placement. And that's kind of like the main artery of the heart. Once that's good, all the other lines can work properly and everything works good.
The main's what makes it tick.
Yeah, it sure does.
Whenever I think of the topic work hard, play hard, I think of you and Troy. Jeff, you have raced, your brother Troy has raced, your son races. What does racing mean to the Dale family?
I think it's just, I don't know if it's a competitiveness of us. Maybe it's just that we live where we work, so work is there 24 hours a day, and when we go racing, it's our vacation twice a week, Friday, Saturday night, and I don't know, just a way to forget everything going on for a couple hours, and you know, we just absolutely love it.
If we had you and Troy in equally competitive cars, who's the fastest Dale?
Oh, there's no question, I am.
What do you think of the changes at Chateau Raceway, the grade of the track and moving Victory Lane closer to fans to enjoy?
Yeah, the moving the Victory Lane, that makes it more fan-friendly. You can see the drivers up close. You know, you can be 10 feet away from them. The bathrooms are a big hit. That's probably the biggest change everybody seems to like. It's a good change.
And I also want to thank you for your support down there, because you know and I know all of these people you see on the sides of the race cars or on the billboards down at the racetrack. If you're a race fan, you need to get out and support these people, because they're the people that keep these shows going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights so we can go out and have a good time.
Yeah, and I wish people would. You see a sponsor on a car, and if you had just happened to go into, say, a business and you know that so-and-so sponsors it, just say, hey, I'm glad you sponsored a certain racer. I seen him on the side of your car, and really appreciate you doing that, because there's a lot of sponsors out there that don't think nobody sees. And believe me, the announcers announce everybody's name on the cars and on the track, and numerous times a night for everybody that sponsors a car, thank you. And I'm sure every driver out there thanks you.
And a fact that came up a few weeks ago on the Dirt Show, 52 million tickets sold per year. That's more than NFL, the NHL, the NBA, and NASCAR combined for dirt track racing.
Yeah, totally an amazing number. And cars may be on the decline here a little bit, but, you know, the racing action is still the same. It's still competitive. And get out there, take your family, and what a great way to enjoy yourself on a Friday or Saturday night.
If listeners would like to get some work done by some racers and some race fans, how can they get a hold of Dale Enterprises to find out more about your ag side, residential side, or septic system installation?
Dale Enterprises, just Google Dale Enterprises. It'll bring you up. You can call us 507-685-2148. You can Google Jake Dale Racing. Everything is on his site. He's got us as his main sponsor, and he sure takes care of us. We're all over his car and his website. Just give us a call.
Jeff, thank you for everything you do, and it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Dirt Show. You're always fun to talk to. You never know what'll come up.
Pleasure's all mine, Clint.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf and Sons at 455-3524, and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Denny Garbers, one of the directors and a friend of mine from the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum in Algona, Iowa. And Denny, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And this event coming up on Saturday, November 18th, what a cool event. It is a live auction. You have ag antiques, you have racing collectibles, and lunch will be served all day at the museum, and fans can come down and bid on all of this cool stuff. And what a great day it's going to be.
We have to have a fundraiser for the museum to kind of keep her going, and so everybody can keep coming down all the time. And this way you can get in the museum. Don't cost nothing to get in, and we hope it's a nice day. And also, you know, there's been lots of real cool things that have been donated to the museum. That's part of working with that. That's the part I enjoy.
Denny, you guys have a great team putting things into this museum for race fans and for people who are into seeing how ag got started.
Yeah, something new that we just got here, I would say, about 2 weeks ago. How about a 1928 Model T that raced, and it looks like the day it was put together, all the history of it, the motor, the little kits that they bought. They tore the bodies off, and they put this racing on, and it's a cool piece to see. If you've never seen one, come on down, because there's one in the museum.
Denny, this is a day where fans get a chance to come down and see this museum, and it is a beautiful place. I enjoy every time I come down there, and then also attend this auction, and just some of the items that stood out to me. An Al Haina number 7 door and quarter panel. There is also Donnie Schott's autographed souvenir helmet. There is a Kevin Stoa number 98 door panel. There is also a Kelly Shryock number 3 door panel. There is all kinds of neat racing autographed memorabilia. And you also have a very rare ag plow and a couple tractors that are going to be on the sale.
Yeah, there's going to be a F-20 tractor and a 1944 Farmall H, and there's going to be an oak round table, a drop leaf table, I should say, and some chairs, and also Russell Solberg that does the art. He paints some pictures of farm scenery, and you've been there, and you know, they go all the way around the museum and then some, and he will shown his new piece that he's painted, and all those will be for sale, and parts of that go to the Ag and Motorsports Museum fundraiser too. So if you've never been down, come on down and be prepared to read. There's lots and lots to read, to go upstairs and downstairs, and I think you'll enjoy every minute of it.
The public auction starts Saturday, November 18th at 12 o'clock noon. The antique ag equipment, the antiques, collectibles, and racing memorabilia. Lunch is served all day, so those proceeds also help benefit the museum. So this is going to be a great time to get down and see the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum. And then the second day, November 19th, which is Sunday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. is going to be Denny Anderson, Kevin Stoa, and Mark Noble. It's going to be an afternoon with those drivers, moderated by Chad Meyer. And Chad does a great job asking questions and getting these guys talking on some great subjects on their racing history and racing careers. And we have not missed one of those forums yet. They've been great, and it's great to see the crowds of drivers, fans, and mechanics in the crowd, and it's a great day to be down at the museum.
Yeah, come on down. It's $5 to get into the door. I tell you what, yeah, it'll get these guys going in the racing and the race days. They race against each other, and I know there'll be some pretty awesome stories. We get people laughing, and you know, then it comes to some of the serious things where they had to run kind of hard to get to the front, and it's a laid-back. If you've never been to anything like that, come on down. You'll enjoy that afternoon, too. And That's a little later in the afternoon. It starts at 2 o'clock is when he'll start visiting with them guys. And it lasts about an hour or a little bit more. Of course, the museum will be open at 1 o'clock. And come on down, look around, enjoy the day with us.
And, Denny, will you have some of your memorabilia sitting out?
Probably not this time. I will probably be busy here helping with all this other stuff getting lined up, but we'll take time off and we'll have it all back out again someday.
Also, after the forum is over with, there'll be a chance for fans to ask questions, and it's really neat to hear some of the stories that they come up with in the crowd and talk to some of the drivers about, because there's some good stories out there about Denny Anderson, Mark Noble, and Kevin Stoa.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty positively sure that guys like Jim Edgington, you know, back in the days, they always come way back and spend the weekend with us in the museum, and there'll be some other local people that'll be around, and of course, the other drivers that also raced with, say, like Mr. Anderson and stuff, they'll get them all going, I'll guarantee, because we're not that far from where I'm at to Algona, which is in Fairmont, so they'll be down there, I'm sure. It'll be fun.
Denny, you know, and I know, when we come down there, a lot of times it's Les Wilden, Darrell Ahrens, Richard Simpson. I don't think Jim Edgington's missed one of these events, so there's going to be a lot of drivers out in the crowd. So if you want to come down and meet some of these guys and get autographs from members of the Kossuth County Racing Museum, they will be on hand. It's going to be an outstanding day. Again, that is Sunday, November 19th, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock at the Kossuth County Agricultural and Motorsports Museum. If they'd like to find out more about both of these events and the museum, how can they do that, Denny?
Well, actually, you can even get on the computer, get into the Ag and Motorsports Museum, Kossuth County. That'll all come up, and there's a picture of the sale bill and the get-together on Sunday. And if you roll it up, you'll even get some of these pieces that are on the auction even a little bit more clear to see, and just keep rolling it up. And my number's on there, Chad's number's on there, the museum's got a number, so give us a holler, we'll get you down. There's right off of Highway 169 south, and the neon sign should be going. And it will be warm just in case it's cold that day, so come on down and see us.
Denny? Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. And I know we'll have to schedule another time this winter where me and you can get together and look through some more racing memorabilia, because it's always a good time.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Hi, I'm Gary Wolf, former hobby stock driver and now proud sponsor of the number 12 sprint car driven by Johnny Parsons III, and I listen to The Dirt Show.
Kefco Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. Kefco Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See Kefco Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KevcoRacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean Kefco Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To Kefco Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KevcoRacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool.
That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, I was saying off the air, it is a sad day today because I know I probably won't be interviewing you until next spring when a dirt show kicks off again. But if fans would like to make some of their friends or family world-renowned cooks, you have a great way to do that for the holiday season, Speed.
You betcha. Tell you what, Clayne, it's kind of sad that we're bringing another season to a close already. It just don't hardly seem possible. It seems like summer just started, and now we're already talking about fall, and we're trying to get beans harvested and everything down here in Iowa, and it's just kind of a happy time of the year, but a sad time of the year. You and I won't be able to, you know, call each other and get each other straightened out right away. So you're going to have to kind of go on automatic pilot, and then if you stray too far off of center, why, just give me a call, and I'll get you back on the road again, Clayne.
You know, Speed, it's been a cool season because you've celebrated 40 years in business with Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, and this is the end of the 10th season of the Dirt Show, so next spring it'll be the 11th year.
Looking forward to it, Clayne. I'll tell you what, it's been a fun 40 years, and I certainly want to thank all the listeners out there for all the support they've provided to Cookies through the years. And I was visiting with a guy the other day, and he said, you know, the nice thing, he's got a big vending operation where they feed thousands of meals every day in some of these big plants, production plants. And he said, the thing I like about Cookies Barbecue Sauce, he said, I started using it 33 years ago. He said, I look back, and he said, what I like about it, he said, it's still the same recipe. He said, I don't have to worry about you changing it up on me. So he said, I know that all the workers are going to get the same quality every time. So that made me feel kind of good. And getting into this holiday season, if you want to turn one of your friends into a renowned chef and really get him to cooking, just go to our webpage, cookiesbbq.com. We've got aprons on there. We've got cookbooks on there. We've got gift packs, which make nice holiday gifts, Christmas gifts and stuff like that. You know, you can throw a cookbook in there. You can throw an apron in there. You can throw one of our gift packs in there. But just a lot of nice things that they can do there. So encourage them just to turn their favorite cook into a better cook. Just get them one of the cookies cookbooks and one of our gift packs and aprons, and they'll be happy, and you'll be able to stay in the sauce. Just make sure it's cookie sauce.
Speed, you have a great off-season, buddy, and we'll look forward to talking to you next spring.
You betcha, and stay in touch, Klein. Have a good one, buddy.
The change in the seasons not only affect us, it also affects your vehicles. Hi, this is Ashley from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. When the temperatures drop, it affects tire pressures, battery functions, and temperature controls. Stop by for a checkup today. The Owatonna Auto Clinic will lab test your vehicle to make sure it has the right prescription to get you through the cold weather ahead. Drive with confidence with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last weekend was a washout in our area for racing, but the World Outlaw Late Model Series was running at Route 66 Dirt Oval in Joliet, Illinois. Chris Madden taking the victory over Rick Eckert. Currently in points, it's Brandon Shepard over Chris Madden, and they will finalize their season at the World Finals in Charlotte, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The World Outlaw Sprint Car Series was also running last weekend at Port Royal Speedway in Pennsylvania. Donnie Schatz taking the victory in the 30-lap Bay Main over Lance DeWeese. They were also racing Monday night in New York at Randomville Speedway. Tim Schaefer taking the victory over Brad Sweet. And in the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series points, Donnie Schatz is leading over Brad Sweet going into the final events of the season. And tonight, the Lucas Oil Championship in the late models will be decided between Tim McCready, Josh Richards, and Scott Bloomquist. And then the Lucas Oil Late Model Series will culminate their season at the World Finals in Charlotte, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And hopefully we'll get out to see some racing tonight. We'll be heading to the Topless Nationals in Ogilvie. If it's raining up there, we're heading down to Mississippi Thunder to the Fall Special. Hope to see you there.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Lou Fagger's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at faggersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fagger's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at faggersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.